This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. This is the first of four briefs on Neil Postman's book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business. One of Mr. Postman's themes, in fact his major theme with Amusing Ourselves to Death, is that the printed word makes assertions. Imagery does not. Imagery in 1985, when the book was published, for the most part pointing to television. But even now, the web. On page 50 is this, quote, "Whenever language is the principal medium of communication, especially language controlled by the rigors of print, an idea, a fact, a claim is the inevitable result," end quote. Just a few sentences later is this, quote, "A written sentence calls upon its author to say something, upon its reader to know the import of what is said, and when an author and reader are struggling with semantic meaning, they are engaged in the most serious challenge to the intellect, especially the case with the act of reading," end quote. These are my words now, and here I emphasize Mr. Postman's point that the written word is superior than the imagery that dominates via television, and, in my opinion, the web. The written word represents underlying meaning that engages logic and reasoning, and thereafter discussion, debate, and more writing. Imagery, no matter the form, but generally on television, invokes very little. Mainly just emotions. The written word is superior because it is static, and therefore, whatever its meaning is static, as represented by a permanent form, that same written form. And the written word is superior because people can revisit what the words mean, and whether those words make a clear point, and whether all those points reconcile, and whether all those points reconcile to make a larger point. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.